Yesterday in Iraq, the wife and daughter of a top general in Saddam Hussein's regime were captured by American troops. Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri is believed to be a mastermind who's planning the guerrilla attacks on coalition forces, and he is still at large. Joining us now on the phone here in Washington, D.C. to tell us more about this is Amatzia Baram, professor of Middle Eastern history at the University of Haifa in Israel, a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace. He's been kind enough to tell us information about many of the people in Saddam Hussein's regime over these past months, and it's good to have you back on the program.
It's my pleasure, Neil.
Izzat Ibrahim is number six on the most wanted list in Iraq. A $10 million reward has been placed on his head recently. Tell us a little bit about him. Who is he?
Well, it's really very entertaining to hear people in the U.S. calling this guy a top general. Yes, he's a four-star general in the Iraqi armed forces, but he hasn't served in the armed forces even one day. He was promoted from less than a private to a four-star general in one day by Saddam after the Gulf War of 1991, because he was very good at suppressing the Shi'i Intifada, or Shi'i uprising against Saddam Hussein in March of 1991. He is indeed important, not because he's a great general, he's not, but because he's a ruthless man, he's a good organizer. And as far as I know, at least when the war started in March, last March, he was already in the north, in command of the army, armed forces, and party and security forces in the whole Iraqi north, and he had probably around $1 billion with him. That's why he's so important.
Now, his daughter, the one who was arrested, married Saddam Hussein's son, Uday, which I guess tells you a little bit about his connections.
Yes, that's a very sad tale, from her viewpoint at least. Saddam realized that his son, Uday, his older son, was, well, let's say, mildly deranged, and that he needed to settle down, so to say. He was a sexual athlete, but he usually raped women. He didn't wait for their consent. So Saddam decided to tame him, and he asked Izzat Ibrahim to allow his daughter to marry Saddam's son. Izzat Ibrahim knew this would be dangerous. I mean, this guy, Saddam's elder son, Uday, was dangerous to know, and he knew that his daughter would be in danger, but because he was such a docile and totally loyal and obedient assistant to Saddam since the early 1960s, he decided that he would do that. And indeed, after, I think, 9 months or so, 11 months of marriage, she asked her father, "Dad, please, please, allow me to divorce this guy. He's out of his mind." So he went to Saddam, and Saddam allowed this. But the good news is that they never had sex, because as far as at least I know, Uday never enjoyed sex unless it was accompanied by violence.
Now, these two women, the wife and daughter of Izzat Ibrahim, were arrested in the town of Samarra, yes. Which I understand surprises you.
Yes, it surprised me a great deal, absolutely. Samarra is a large city, highly developed, lots of intellectuals and powerful sheikhs and tribes, and it's an old, very powerful city in Iraq. And they have been at loggerhead with Saddam's hometown of Tikrit and Izzat Ibrahim's hometown of Dur for many, many years. So, 200 to 300 years. So I'm very surprised that he found the refuge for his daughter and wife in a town that doesn't like him or Saddam or their cities. It's an old rivalry for who is more important in the area and so on. So, yes, that's surprising. And it may very well be that somebody saw them and reported it to the Americans, because maybe they found somebody with whom they were on excellent terms. But it's very difficult to keep such things in complete secrecy in a traditional town.
We just have a few seconds left, but is there any evidence, do you think, that Izzat Ibrahim has indeed been coordinating attacks on coalition forces?
It is possible that the Americans got some evidence. I wouldn't be surprised if he's financing things, but or some of the things. But to actually coordinate it, I doubt it very much, because the man is not very healthy. He suffers of leukemia, and he must pay a lot of attention and dedicate a lot of time to his survival. So I somehow doubt it that he's actually conducting, that he's helping it with finances. It's very possible.
Thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it, as always.
You're most welcome.
Amatzia Baram is a professor of Middle Eastern history at the University of Haifa in Israel, a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace here in Washington, which is where we reached him on the phone. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving holiday, please be careful. We'll be here tomorrow with a Thanksgiving program on Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.